Don't forget, BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Baseball, golf, soccer, fights, UFC, MMA, boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. So you can live bet these games. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker and unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus for your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. All right, welcome back to Ref the District, episode number 178. Again, I'm the Stoner. That's Trev. We got a little bit more to talk about, and that is the Commander's log, which came out after last week's live show. And we want to talk a little bit about that show. Some interesting tidbits that I noticed that probably a lot of other people may not have noticed, but I want to talk about those. Although when it came out, I don't think I was on Twitter, so I don't know what everybody was kind of talking about when it came out. But before we get into that, again, appreciate everybody who is in here with us today. I mean, we've just had some great stuff going on in the chat. We don't ignore what you guys are doing. Make sure you hit that like button. And if you're listening on audio, make sure you leave a rating and review wherever you're listening so that more people can check us out. Because the more you interact, the more it gets moved around. So we appreciate all of you. Let's get into Commander's Log, Trev. And I wanted to talk about a few things that really interesting to me. First of all, people love Commander's Log, right? Everybody loves Commander's Log. Why can't we also embrace Hard Knocks? Like this is Hard Knocks. This is what Hard Knocks is. It gives you that insight in what's going on behind the scenes. How much did you love that episode, Trev? I guess I'm leading the witness. Did you love that episode, Trev?
I've watched it twice.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just so awesome to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's what we want as a fan.
Yeah.
How did you come up with this? How did you come up with that? What did it take to do this? What did it take to do that? That's what we want to see as fans. That's why we love the quarterback show on Netflix, season 2. I can't wait. That's why we love Hard Knocks, and I'm so mad that they chose the Giants.
Anyway, who wants to watch Daniel Jones?
Their offseason was Saquon Barkley's on, Daniel Jones is healthy. The end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we had a whole new makeover. We got rid of the AstroTurf. Like, we had a lot going on. They pick the Giants. But anyways, here and there. But, yeah, we love the nitty-gritty behind-the-scenes stuff because the public smoke blowing is getting old. So we like to see the real deal stuff.
Yeah. And especially, I think, the draft room stuff was just – it was fascinating to watch.
So many people.
And Hard Knocks, they do a Hard Knocks training camp, a Hard Knocks. I think they do a Hard Knocks. They're going to do a Hard Knocks off season.
Yeah, that's the
they
Giants.
Got Hard Knocks in season. And then that's now they got like Hard Knocks, like they're doing a whole division or something.
The AFC, the Pittsburgh division, whatever division that is.
Yeah, like AFC Pittsburgh, North, I think.
Yeah, AFC North, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Everybody loves the stuff. They're eating it up. The content's amazing. And so watching the Commander's Log was pretty awesome. Here's a couple of points. Did you notice how much Jason Wright is still very much involved? I mean, didn't we all think that when this new regime came in that he was going to get pushed out the door? But he's still very much involved with this organization.
I think he's doing more of the role he set out to have when he came to us as an employee than what he did in the past for us. In the past, he was the face. He was, leading the name change charge, which it might have been his job, but he was more out front, more in the public eye. I mean, he even made an appearance on our podcast last year, which was pretty dope. You guys have to go back and check that out. It was pretty cool. That was, we interviewed him in the middle of like the sale and like right near the, all that. So right when the time was transitioning, so check it out. But, yeah, it seems like he's doing behind the scenes things that he's supposed to be doing. Like, I think he was probably in charge of the whole Daryl Green thing. Is that what you're referring to, seeing him in that in that segment? Yeah.
Yep.
So that's cool. I'm glad he's still with us because he did nothing but positive things for us so far. So
yeah. And by the way, the whole the appreciation that Daryl Green had for this ownership group, that he felt that he's now back kind of part of this organization again.
That's horrible, bro.
Right. That's
more what sad was than it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Like that, I'm happy for him, but that's more sad than happy because it's Daryl Green. Right. Gold jacket Daryl Green. Fastest man in the game, Daryl Green.
Yeah.
And for somebody to come in and we ain't even won a game yet. And he's already feeling like he belongs back in the building. You're Daryl Green. You should feel like that no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was telling to how bad it really was in his organization.
And how about Martin Mayhew playing such a role in the draft room, right? And we all, again, that was another guy we thought was, as soon as they brought in this new front office, that he was going to get pushed out. And he seems to be playing a fairly big role with draft decisions.
That's what he does. That's his talent. That's his role in the NFL, not what he did with us with the Ron Rivera, giving them the assistant GM 2 weeks and taking away and something went wrong with assistant GM. He's the GM again? Nah, he worked with Adam Peters before. He's probably worked with Lance Newmark in Detroit before, that three-headed monster. Mm-hmm. I'm for it. Stay right there in the draft room. That's it.
I thought it was a couple more interesting things, and you talked about this a lot already today about how everything's so tight, no leaks and everything. When Jaden got that call and he said this, he didn't know he was going number two overall. He had no idea. He thought maybe – but there was no leaking to Jaden or his agents or to the public or anything that Washington was going Jaden Daniels, even though later on in one of the press conferences, I think it was either Peters or Quinn said, look, it was Jaden Daniels from the jump. Yeah. We didn't even consider anybody else. We had him number one on our board the whole time. Yeah. But the leaks, the fact that they're not leaking stuff out is very impressive.
And the leaks that did get out turned out to be completely false.
Yeah.
You know, like saying, well, they invited all those quarterbacks to Top Golf. Are they really set on Jaden Daniels? Yeah. They're just doing due diligence.
Yeah, they just
made a fun weekend for a couple of college kids, pretty much.
Yeah. Adam Peters' calmness during the draft. Like, you know, they only have 10 minutes in the first round, right? And then I think it's five minutes after that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would be flipping out, Trev, if like guys are calling, Howie Roseman's calling, hanging up, calling right back. Same. You know, no, we're sticking with this trade. We're not moving. Yeah. He's so calm under pressure, and that was pretty cool to see.
I mean, and you got to wonder, are there classes that you take or meditation things you do? Because that's almost equivalent to the guys who have to go and you know, dismantle like the bombs with the big bombs.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That? Yes.
Yeah.
Adam Peters. I mean, he even said, yo, we hug. Like he was telling people what we do. We hug here. We hug then. And we wait a few minutes. Like Dan Quinn's like, oh my God. And Adam's like, yeah, it's whatever, bro. So I agree with you. That clearly means he's done it before and he knows what he's doing.
Yep. And that's the kind of guy you want in charge, calm under pressure like that. Another thing I loved was Josh Harris being in there, and all he did was ask questions. He never said, do this, do that. He was not running that room. He was an observer. He was no different than some of those other guys that were just kind of hanging around in there that had no impact on what they were doing.
And no offense to him, no shade to him, but he kind of acts like he has no idea what he's doing in the NFL. You can tell when he's talking to players, hey, man, we're really excited for you to be here, man. Like, we just hope you're ready. Okay, bye. Like, that's what it is. And then I think when they're about to pick Ben Sinnott, he was like, is that going to affect Zach Ertz? And that was cool to hear. And they were like, no, he's fine. They were like, he was like, okay, cool. That's fine with me. So, like, I agree with you. He's just staying in his own lane.
Yep, staying in his lane.
Asking about the game to gain more knowledge. And he kind of proved that he's learned a little bit when he asked that Zach Ertz question. He understands Zach Ertz came here to be tight end one, which also let us know that Zach Ertz is definitely tight end one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Tight end one. Josh Harris confirmed that with the Ben Sinnott thing. But beautiful. This is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It stood out to me how much Quinn wanted Sanders still from Michigan. I mean, he was all in on this dude. He thinks he's the best nickel corner in the entire draft. When Peters told him that, I think it was Cincinnati before him, took the guy from Michigan, and Quinn wanted to cry, right?
Yo, he dropped the pen. He was like, okay. I was like, yo, Adam in here playing around. That's how cool and calm collected he is.
Right.
He in there joking around. Yeah. Yeah,
but you can also see just kind of the chemistry between the two of them, that it's not a power struggle, right? The chemistry is there. That again, Dan Quinn understands his place. He has influence, but it's Adam Peters making the decisions, and Dan Quinn just saying, "I love this pick," or "I love what we're doing here." Right. But the chemistry is great.
Going back to when Dan Quinn said he always wanted to coach that guy ever since he left Michigan's pro day or whatever.
Yeah.
I always wanted to know how much do head coaches actually pay attention on these pro day visits or whatever. But it seems like Dan Quinn is like literally all in, like studying beyond just the interview for five minutes or the tape here. Like to have somebody to want to coach a nickel cornerback
who's
probably no bigger than me.
Yeah.
That's awesome to see.
Let's see. Couple more things here before we get out of here. Okay. When they were deciding on pick 100, right?
Yeah.
And Peter said something. It was just kind of something that went by real quick. And again, maybe people were talking about this, but I haven't seen it. They were saying that they had a choice between two guys. And they ended up going with McCaffrey or whatever. And I just sort of wondered, who was the other guy?
Yeah, same.
Who was picked? Maybe who was the next wide receiver picked? Maybe it was that guy or whatever. But I don't know. Was this kind of a big topic out there in the Twitter world or anything about?
I didn't see that, but yeah, I saw that in the Commander's log, and I kind of wondered the same thing. I was like, because Adam Peters was like, hey, can't always go wrong with the McCaffrey family.
Right, so exactly. Like,
okay, well, who was the other guy that you were willing to roll the dice on?
I'm wondering
if this guy was it named McCaffrey, you know? Like, I just want to know. Was it a wide receiver? Was it a cornerback? Was it a defensive, like, was it a linebacker?
It gave me the impression that it was another wide receiver. They were going wide receiver, and they were just trying to decide if it was going to be McCaffrey or somebody else.
Let me see if I can find out who that was.
Mark was saying he thought maybe McMillan or Franklin. Okay. Lockdown was saying Johnny Wilson, quite possibly.
Okay.
So anyway, that was just sort of interesting to me that he asked that question and nobody seemed to be talking about it, but maybe they were. And then here's one again. This is just me being real nitpicky. All right. So they were doing the whole draft thing, right? The Commander's log was going through the draft for each guy. And then they had each guy sitting down and talking about their draft moment, right? They had every guy. They had Jaden. They had Johnny Newton. They had Sanderstill. They had Sinnott. They had McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
And they talked about the draft pick of Dominique Hampton. Yeah. Right. I think he's the safety from Washington. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. He didn't have anything of him on camera.
That's fine.
They even had the guy who was picked after him, the Notre Dame defensive end, Jean Baptiste. Right. I think that's his name. Okay. Might be watching it. Yeah. How come old Dominique Hampton didn't do anything on camera?
I don't know, but he did a little interview with Brian Colbert on like the rookie. Raise hell with the rookies or whatever. He appeared on that, but I didn't really,
Notice to me?
That. Probably.
Well, I mean, they were like talking about, you know, each pick, and then they got to him and they were talking about, you know, they took this guy out of Washington or whatever. Sick. And then next thing you know, they went on to the next pick.
Maybe he was sick and wasn't there that day or couldn't be there that day.
Yeah, you could be right.
I appreciate your concern, though.
I was a little bit concerned. Maybe what's going on there? Heck, Trev, this was one heck of a show here in Refuge District, episode 178. We appreciate everybody who was in here. Oh, Trev, what you got?
Yeah, before we go, I just want to promote something here in Lexington. So I got a couple of friends, 30-year-old twin brothers. They started their clothing line called Block Love. Block Love. Pretty much means like your community, the blocks come together, Block Love.
Love
it. Need some shirts today. Block Love Worldwide.
Oh, I like that.
They've got black, red, and brown right now. I can post the link in the chat or whatever, or on Twitter or somewhere. Just somebody get in touch with me and we'll get you hooked up. But yeah, please support. $15 t-shirts right now. They've got shorts coming out for July 4th, so stay tuned. But I just want to promote them and get them out there.
So they're designers?
Yeah, they're designers. They're just making stuff from clothes. So
is it is the website blocklove.com?
Or do they not have a website yet? They do. I can send it to you. I just don't know it by heart.
Cool.
Because, but yeah, I'll send it in the group chat and we'll get it out there.
So. Cool. All the best to your boys there and their endeavor and their new endeavor. And hopefully they're very successful. But Block Love, I love the concept of that. And I love what they're doing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
All right. So again, we got to thank everybody who's here. Again, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit the, what's the other thing that you hit? The like button, the share button?
Subscribe.
That's it. See, that's why Nathan's so good at this. And that's why I just always forget these things. But make sure you hit the like and hit the subscribe. If you're listening on audio, make sure you hit that you could leave a rating and review. Everybody was in here. Fantastic stuff that everyone was saying. I want to thank everybody. Deluxe was in here. Uptown Dre, Roger, Command the Room, Gus, Lockdown Law, Smack City. I don't think we know Smack City. We appreciate you stopping by. Brian, of course, was in here. Grimjaw. Mark was in here. Mark Collector. All you guys who are in here, we appreciate all that you guys do. James Jones was in here as well. All the guys who were at the beginning. I know Tommy T, of course, is always in here. And George stopped by. Allison, Jamie, Jimmy Lee. Nathan, of course, stopped by for a little bit. We appreciate everybody. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. We had a blast talking about Brandon Ayuk, talking about what the team should be getting prepared for, as there's only about 4 weeks until camp. The rookies have to report to camp. Mm-hmm. And it's an exciting time to be a Washington Commanders fan, Trev. I think you'll agree with that.
Daggone it.
Yeah.
I meant to say this about camp real quick.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter before we got on here, the Twitter account B Mission Finley asked the question, how do we feel about only having 7 practices open to the fans?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm
piggyback on that, being like 2 of them, I think, are season ticket members only or something like that. So how do you feel about that, Stone? Do you think it's great or you think it's not good?
Yeah, well, first let's just say that's not just a Commanders thing. That's league-wide. They're really cutting back on their amount of camp dates because their camp dates have been cut a little bit because of the whole collective bargaining agreement. So it's understandable that they're doing that. But so I don't really have a big problem with it. I guess if I'm a guy who likes to go to camp every day, that would be a little bit disappointing. But I only go to 1 day, maybe 2 every year. So it doesn't really affect me personally.
Same. I feel the same way. I did notice that there are no Saturday practices available for fans. They're all during the week or on Sunday. So
okay.
But yeah, I think it's cool. And you mentioned that you can't buy multiple passes for multiple dates like you could in the previous years.
Yep.
You got to pick a date and buy the tickets that date. And then,
That's a big deal. And tickets they don't go on sale, but tickets become available tomorrow at 11 a.m. on commanders.com. Yes. And again, like you said, the important thing about that is that in years past, you could get 6 tickets for every single day that's available. Now you can only get it for one particular day based on each email account that you use. You have to download Ticketmaster and has to be linked to that account and all that. So, so it is kind of a big deal that they're cutting back, but it's league-wide. Mm-hmm. This is not something that the Commanders are sort of skimping out on. And also, I think it's okay because, look, this team needs to be without the distractions of fans as much as possible. Yes. So that they can get, you know, get their S together as a big season, rookie season for your quarterback.
I agree.
So, all right. Well, again, thanks everybody for joining us here on episode 178. Ref the District is a proud member of the Believe Network, and we are brought to you by this week and every week by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy. And Trev,
yeah.
Until next time,
go get Brandon Ayuk.
Ooh, I like it. Be a fan.